Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
He's kind of a screamer anyway.
Yeah.
Apparently you and Nick and Puss agree. He's a screamer.
Dude screams.
From way back. Greg Morton in the studio on Thursdays. The Funny Bone this weekend. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. America's Got Talent's own Greg Morton. They just discovered him at age 60. Yeah. We've known him for 20-some years. He's a very funny man and a professional comedian. And America's Got Talent just discovered him. But we also got Howie Mandel calling later this week, too.
That's tomorrow. Right. Brian Posehn tomorrow as well.
And Nick's actually emceeing for Greg at the Funny Bone this weekend, too, so check him out.
Yes.
And Brian Posehn, we love him. What's he pimping?
Another
comedy special? He's got a new album.
Yeah.
It was cool that he came and spent some time with us in the studio.
He did.
What's the new album called?
It's called Grandpa Metal.
All right.
Nice. I think he had one called The Fartest.
Really?
Yeah.
Just the fart? He shows up in little guest roles in so many sitcoms. All of a sudden he's there, and you go, oh,
yep.
And
it's like a long recurring role on Big Bang Theory.
That's right. That's right.
Over quite a number of seasons.
Yeah.
I loved his character in the Sarah Silverman show. He was gay.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't really express it.
That's right, yeah.
They would say things like, I'm so gay for you. But there was no affection.
That's right. That was funny. That's right. A funny character.
No physical contact between he and his lover. They were just gay for each other.
Okay. Jim Brown, Pro Football Hall of Famer, is 84 today.
He looked, he was sitting down during the top 100 players or something like that.
Yeah.
He didn't look that good.
Larry the Cable Guy's younger.
Right.
Oh, okay. And last week we were talking about Bob Knight looking bad?
Yes.
Okay. Here's why I don't like putting Bob Knight on the Deadpool yet.
Huge gin blossom, by the way.
Yeah. Oh. Here's why.
I mean, it was dark.
Did you see how feisty he actually was?
Yes.
Did you see somebody try and mess with his hair?
No.
Yeah, one of the announcers, I forget who it was, but it's someone that we all know.
Was it Dick Vitale?
Yeah. Reached over and during that thing
Dick,
in Indiana, he reached over and started to tussle his hair a little bit.
Don't like that.
And oh boy, he was ready to throw down with Dick Vitale.
Ain't that funny? Because Dick Vitale cried during that game. I saw him. They showed him. They talked about him being out there and how close he was to him.
He was ready to throw down with Dick Vitale. Yeah. So I don't know if he's ready to go. I mean, he might not be able to move, but he's got the spirit.
Yeah, that helps. But he didn't speak publicly at that event, and that surprised me.
Well, they might have been afraid to what he was going to say.
That's true.
They might not have allowed him to speak.
I've been back here 20 years because this asshat over here fired me. Yeah, that's
true. Yes, exactly.
That's good.
Because he would say something.
Oh, easily.
He could have thrown some chairs around for old time's sake.
Yep.
That gin blossom was cause for reflection, though. I didn't drink for a couple of days after seeing that.
It wasn't even, it was like somebody punched him in the nose red.
Yeah. It was bright red.
Yeah, that was pretty scary looking blossom there.
Bobby Knight getting after it.
Yep.
So Jim Brown's 84, and it was on this date in 1988, a 12-year-old Motley Crue fan set his legs on fire when he tried imitating the stunt in the video Live Wire.
Well, they're big leather, and even Nikki Sixx has hurt himself a few times. But they're leather boots, and he put on some lighter fluid and lit them up. This kid, the 12-year-old kid, do that? Probably didn't have leather boots
on. I guess so.
I wonder if the kid's got burnt legs to this point.
That was just in the video.
He's like 45, right? He's got burnt legs.
Did they do that in concert?
Yeah, he did that in concert a few times,
Or did Mick just miss with that flame-throwing bass?
Remember that one? Yeah, that was crazy, man, yeah.
Oop, sorry, Nikki.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they had a crew standing by in case anything went awry.
Right.
This kid probably didn't.
Oh, that flamethrower bass we saw in Wichita.
No, that was Nikki that had the flamethrower.
Nikki had the flamethrower bass.
Yeah, so he would have lit Mick on fire.
Mick or Neil. Vince Neil.
Because Mick doesn't move very fast.
No, Mick doesn't move.
No.
Period. Yeah.
Just standing stationary throwing flames.
A new study suggests that having more sex might mean a higher risk of getting cancer.
What?
Research published in BMJ, Sexual and Reproductive Health, indicates BMJ. Risk factors increased by 91% for women who had 10 or more sexual partners and 64% for men.
Oh, partners. That means you're different kinds of DNAs getting inside you.
The
How about us?
Just 10?
91% for women who had 10 or more sexual partners.
What about guys?
64%, an increase of 64% for men.
If you had 10 or more?
Yeah.
What if the 10 or more are way in the past? Are we in the clear?
10 or more is 10 or more.
Well, I know.
There is no time frame.
I'm more.
There is no time frame.
Not even if they're all like 20-some years ago?
That's correct. Not even then.
Ah, damn it.
The researchers say
I should be grandfathered in.
Part of the trend includes that certain STIs are linked to types of cancer, and that fact is even stronger in women. Data showed that it could also have to do with lifestyles in general, as more sexually active sexual activity was often linked with smoking and alcohol use, and those things will give you cancer as well. Men are also were almost three times more likely than women to have had more sexual partners.
I'm reading there's something on the MSN.
What if you've had 10 or more and your partner has had 10 or more? Does that significantly increase the chances?
I don't have that answer.
Oh, if you're adding all that stuff together, you mean?
Yeah.
Looking at a 64% increase for men and a 91% increase for women.
Well, I wouldn't have it any other way.
There was an article I didn't click on because it'd be like going on WebMD and just freaking out, which, by the way, with Dr. Mina's apparently being followed by WebMD now, and she's all freaked out about that because she hammers
it. Yeah, she should be.
But it shows a photo of a guy holding his elbow. And the headline in the article was, pains in your body that might be cancer. And I said, I'm not clicking on this. I did not. But you should.
That wasn't a WebMD thing, was it?
No, it was just a website here.
Yeah, never clicked.
But it showed a guy grabbing his elbow. Nick was here. I said, it says, that means your elbow, you're going to just go down that rabbit hole. You're going to feel a pain in your body somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't stub your toe.
Right.
That'll be it.
Yeah, I'm
glad never click on that. I'm always worried it's just like, 10 signs you have cancer. You just go to it and it's like your picture.
Yeah.
Ah!
I'm glad I didn't see that.
I know, Todd. You would have went down that. You'd have clicked on it.
Instinctively clicked on
that. It was on MSN.com today. Go and check it out.
Hope some guy named Dr. Google starts following Dr. Mina. Because a lot of people.
Because she called out MMD, right?
Well, she was saying that Todd's doctor shouldn't have that in the waiting room.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And then WebMD started following
WebMD magazine.
Started following Dr. Mina for some reason.
Every doctor's office has WebMD magazine.
What are you looking at, Craig?
Sports Illustrated for kids.
It's a conversation we had off the air. Justin Timberlake told a story about urine getting rained down on him at a show that he was doing.
Yeah.
That's appropriate.
It turns out he was just getting away from NSYNC at the time.
Right.
Yeah. Happened in the early 2000s.
So was it a solo show?
No.
Oh, was NSYNC was still
I misspoke. Yes, it was a solo show. The Stones put on a benefit event for SARS Toronto.
Got it.
And so they got a lot of bands to go with them, according to 2Fab here.
AC/DC,
including AC/DC, the Guess Who, Rush, and the Stones.
Well, you're right. Rush and the Guess Who are obviously Canadian bands. So when I heard Justin Timberlake say it earlier, I'm thinking the Guess Who's never played with AC/DC and the Stones,
right?
But this makes sense now. A SARS benefit,
Festival.
Yeah, it's a SARS benefit that the Stones put together, and the Stones can get whoever the hell they want to play.
And
with
every
them.
One of those bands rocks except for NSYNC, and people threw urine bombs at them, probably full of SARS.
Well, could have.
Once again, artists have to realize what. You can't put those acts in front of really good bands.
Well,
the fans don't want to see NSYNC, especially then.
It's a benefit. You get everybody in there. Yeah. You know that.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't throw urine bombs at anybody.
No.
Unless you ask for it.
They don't. It's pretty messed up.
It's totally messed up.
They don't really deserve it, but it is pretty funny.
He played the audio. Have you still the audio of him?
Oh, somewhere.
Because just Timberlake, was he telling it on Ellen or something like that?
Okay.
He thinks it's funny, actually, because he basically says when he finds out who's in the lineup, oh, nobody's going to like us, and he was right.
Right. You think it's going to go okay? You're just like drenched in urine.
Have you heard Rush? No. Have you heard AC/DC? We don't sound like those guys.
Bye, bye, bye. Get out of here.
Yeah, they probably thought they were putting together a diverse lineup.
Right.
It doesn't say where he was speaking about this.
I show up to the show. I look at the bill, and it's the Rolling Stones and AC/DC and the Guess Who. But I just remember saying to the band before we went on stage, I don't think this is going to go well. We came on stage, and all of a sudden, bottles of urine were then thrown on the stage. And then after that song, either one of two things happened. Either they ran out of nerve, because they knew that I was going to stay there, or they ran out of urine.
We got plenty where that came from.
Yeah. We thought maybe Justin was smoking too much weed, and we couldn't think of an instance where
the Stones and AC/DC and the Guess Who.
Yeah.
The Guess Who freaked me out.
Right, which share the stage, but if it was a SARS benefit, I could see.
Yeah, that's different. And the Stones are putting it together.
And the Guess Who are Canadian.
That would suck, seeing that bill and know you're going in there with those songs and that choreography and you're all going to dance and sing.
And he knew that.
Yeah. Like, they're going to hate us. And they're right.
Yep.
Some Iowa lawmakers are backing a bill to give terminally ill adults the right to end their own lives.
I have no problem with that.
The bill would give an adult deemed terminally ill by a physician the right to ask for medication that they would administer themselves to die.
The Jesus people are pissed. I read the article.
Nine other states and D.C. already have end-of-life laws.
They should just make it that you can't do it if your team loses in college football.
That week.
Because I know some Hawk fans are pretty crazy. Yeah, Billy Blank would be in trouble. He was tweeting out about the basketball program yesterday.
That dude hates referees.
He wants to kill them. He said he's going to be a serial killer of referees. Basketball referees.
Put that out in public. Put that out in public. Good idea,
Bill. He did say it. He did.
So you just eat the pill and you're done?
That's a good point.
What? Oh, what was I just talking about?
Killing himself.
The end of life.
Oh, yeah.
The end of life thing.
You only get that pill.
Yeah, it should be an option.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it automatic death or is it slowly make you die?
How do you mean slow?
Well, I want
to
know.
You go to sleep. You don't wake up.
Oh, is it cyanide? No, that'd be
cyanide. What are you asking me for?
Because you did the story.
I know. What are you asking me for? I don't know.
More journalists should do that.
It's how they do it.
Okay.
However they do it. Whatever a doctor says. I'm no doctor.
Yeah.
I assume the
I don't know how to end your life.
Yeah, you do.
Well, not with pills.
Yeah, with the pill, yeah.
You just can't go to the pharmacy and get your pill of death.
I think that what the story actually said was a physician would have to deem you terminally ill. The physician would then be asked for the medication that the patient would administer themselves.
Got to be careful. Let lay around the house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, you'd probably hold on to it.
Well, what if you decide, I'm going to do it in a week from now?
You can't let that get into the wrong hands.
Right. That part scares me.
That does not scare me.
You'll go freely?
Because everyone knows. I mean, you put it up there. You say, hey, this is the stuff that'll kill you here.
This is the pill of death.
Yeah, right. This is the pill of death right here. You know.
Or is it this one? I forgot.
No, you don't forget that thing. Right.
But if you got someone who's got the means, you know, let's say dad's got $1 billion from TD Ameritrade. You could just get a bunch of those pills and drop them in drinks in death row.
Well, I think you'd have to be prescribed them.
Well, not if you bribe people.
That can be said about anything.
He definitely wants to kill people.
That can be said about anything,
Rickus
Todd.
He really wants to kill
people. Not if you bribe people.
Yeah.
There's a governor just salivating if he heard the story.
Not if you bribe people.
I don't think he listens much.
No. Good. I don't want him listening.
I do.
He's not as cool.
He'd learn a thing or two.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually would
get some facts.
Oh, he's heard about us. He knows us.
Yeah.
He's been on the show.
He knows facts
he
exist.
He loves us.
He knows facts exist.
But he knows his voters don't care.
Yeah. Thieves in Hong Kong are stealing toilet paper.
I mean, if he listened closely, he would just do us all a favor and resign.
Right.
You know, if the show actually sunk in, he'd say, I should just quit.
Yeah. Everybody hates me.
I would actually prefer that he be educated.
So would I, but too late for that.
That's a lot to ask.
It is. So is the resigning.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, but, you know, unless you're bribing people, right, like Todd wants to bribe everyone to get something done, and then nothing counts.
No, I'm just painting a worst-case scenario right here.
Well, okay.
This could really get out of hand.
No, it hasn't. Has it in any of the other states, or are you just referring to Iowa?
Should there be a pill you take, and then you can decide later you didn't want to take the pill? Like a pre-death
that
pill?
That doesn't sound right.
No, like, no. I'm just getting real sick now.
It should be like a 3 or 4 step process.
It should be.
You kill me.
Well, you
no,
can't.
I don't.
You can't delete something off your phone with one push of a button.
Yeah,
you
know, I just saw my dink pic twice.
Right. Yeah, it's got to ask you three times. Are you sure? Are you
I think
sure?
That's the process that the doctor goes through before giving it to you in the first place.
I thought you didn't have any answers.
Right. Are you sure?
That's why you
want to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what the doctor does.
Well, once you fill it, you're probably taking that pretty quickly after you receive it. I think you're just going to put it up in the cupboard.
Once again, man.
Well, you got to.
You're getting screwed over by the refs. You're pissed off. I'm out of here.
Gather the family.
Oh, I thought I was taking a supplement. I took the death pill. Son of a bitch.
Who put it next to the fish oil?
Yeah, you should have a half hour to get rid of the death pill. Yeah.
You guys reach new heights every week.
Yes, we do. Proud of that.
Right.
Or depths.
Every week.
You're calling him heights, huh?
Or they should at least have the antidote standing
right
by.
Yeah, you keep it right there.
Some anti-venom.
Right.
In case you're 10 minutes into it. And
I'm feeling a little better today.
I changed my mind.
Well, I'd like to think that the doctor went through all that before he gave it to you in the first place.
Yeah, it might be a long step process to get that pill.
That's the key.
Yeah.
And in the other 9 states that they do this in, we haven't heard these issues.
Aren't asking the right questions like we do.
No, they did ask the right questions. There are answers, and people don't treat it
as an answer
the way you do.
Right.
Well, walking around with your death pill.
They're nice.
I got a death pill in my pocket. I might give it to you. Look out.
Don't lick my jeans. It's already in there.
Right. We're just here to point out things that could happen.
No, you're not.
These are not outside the realm of possibility.
No, you're not. You're throwing out
I dropped my
impossible
death pill.
Things.
Right.
You're right. Thieves in Hong Kong are stealing toilet paper because of shortages caused by the coronavirus outbreak.
Where's my death pill?
Armed robbers made off with hundreds of rolls of toilet paper in a heist earlier today outside a supermarket. Local reports say that 2 men with knives threatened a delivery man who was unloading the toilet paper, stole about 600 rolls.
Could you get coronavirus from wiping your butt?
Well, people are hoarding it not getting out. You can't go out.
Oh, because you can't get out. Okay.
People have reportedly arrested 2 men, recovered some of the rolls. Stores across Hong Kong have been running out of toilet paper because of panic buying triggered by the outbreak. Now they're just stealing it.
And please, please, I love that we call them turlets. I love that, Greg. Thank you for that. I love that you call them turlets.
Orlando Bloom has a new tattoo. Did you see this? He debuted the new ink on Instagram with a black and white photo that shows him holding up his forearm to show a series of numbers on top of a text in Morse code. He told fans the tattoo is a tribute to his 9-year-old son that he shares with his ex-wife, Miranda Kerr.
I was going to say, he's banging the Katy Perry now. Yeah.
The tattoo is his son's name, Flynn, written in Morse code with his date of birth and time.
Why not just put Flynn on there?
Well, he didn't. Fans explained that the tattoo was misspelled and wrote out...
In Morse code?
And wrote out Frin instead.
Oh.
The F is actually an R.
All right. It's Asian then.
I mean, the L is actually an R.
It's rather Chinese Morse code. It's
the Frin. Tattoo artist said, oh, yeah, my bad. I'll fix it.
Sorry, I dotted when I should have dashed.
Yeah, I'll fix it. Come on over. We'll get that fixed.
Yeah, I'm looking at a photo of it here. I mean, had he gotten it right, that's actually kind of a cool tattoo.
Oh, it's a cool little here.
Yeah, it's just a little thin line on his forearm.
Frin Bloom.
And then these little, look like typewriter numbers. Yeah, it's kind of cool, but,
But dots and dashes are easy to fix.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, he's just missing a dot, from what I understand.
Bunch of Morse code nerds. Yeah. That's not spelled right. Shut up.
That's like with the Chinese symbol. It means courage. No, it means you're
an idiot.
Mother's picnic table.
Yeah.
That's right, Mother's picnic table.
Shut up. Go back to your basement.
Or Chinese symbol, like Bobcat's got in his leg. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He's got a symbol with Chinese eyes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Funny and racist.
That is it. It is. It is. TNTRadioEmpire.com is how you get the podcast. Download the podcast. Tell friends.
Brian Dorsain is tomorrow.
Patronize the advertisers when you hear them on the radio or the podcast.
And Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel.
Dr. Mr. Skin. Mr. Skin joined us today. The Anatomy Wars. It was a fun conversation. Check that out in the podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.